जीवनं सर्वभूतानां जीवनं सर्वभूतेषु तपश्चास्मि तपस्सुषु. So, if we want to realize God, it is very simple. There is no difficulty. But unfortunately, we do not want. That is our view. Somebody has objection to go to the temple. Why shall I go to the temple? That's all right. You do not go to the temple, but what is the harm to think of Krishna or God when you drink water? What is the loss? Suppose while you are drinking water, and as it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, rasoham avsutanti, that taste, that nice taste of water is God. So if we remember smaranam, smaranam is one of the process of devotional service. Saranam kirtanam Vishnu, smaranam padasevanam archanam vandanam dasyam sakhyam atmanivedanam. So we can adopt either of all these processes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Even one is sufficient. If you cannot execute the 9 different processes, one is also sufficient. It is so easy. Just like Parikshit Maharaj, he was warned that within 7 days he will meet with death. He was crushed by so-called Brahmin boy. He was cursed. Parikshit Maharaj accepted. And he was preparing himself for death. That is our Vedic process. Until the next death comes, we have to prepare us for the next birth. Not that we shall die like cats and dogs. No. There is a scale of progressive march from aquatics to plant life, tree life, then insect life, then bird life, then deep life, then human form of life, then you can promote further yourself to the higher planetary system, Kapalok, Dhanalok, Khargalok, Mahalok. There are human beings, they are also human beings, but with great intellect, the standard of happiness, better, far, far better, 1,000 times better, as you go more and more on the upper planetary system, you get more and more standard of living higher, up to Brahman law. But nowhere you can get immortality. That is not possible. If you want immortality, then you will have to go to the Vaikuntha Loka, far, far away from this material world. Paras tasmatu bhava anya bhaktya bhaktya sanatam. That is sanatam. So anywhere you like, you can go. But you have to prepare yourself. They are trying to go to the moon planet, but it is not so easy. Moon planet so far will get information from the Vedic literature. That is also one of the heavenly planets. There, the inhabitants live for 10,000 of years. These descriptions are there. Now, how you can enter moon planet without being qualified for it? Suppose if you want to go to America, they have got their immigration department and they very scrutinizingly they examine whether you can be admitted as an immigrant or citizen or even as visitor. So, if so much restrictions are there within this planet, how do you expect there is no restriction and you can enter the higher planetary system by your hint? It is not possible. Why do you think like that, that there is no human being or intelligence? These are false assumptions. Shastra chakshusya, you have to see through the shastras. What I am speaking, not that I have gone to the higher planetary system, but I am speaking from my knowledge received from the Vedic literature. That's all. Shastra chakshusya, therefore, the injunction is that you should see through the shastras. Otherwise, it is not possible. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is also said, Janti deva vrata devan, devan, devalopa. This is called bhulopa. Above this, the planetary system is called Bhubarlok, then Saralok, then Janalok, then Mohalok. In this way, there are different status of higher planetary system and lower up. Tal, atal, mital, palatal, tatal, rasatal, like that. These are descriptions. So, who goes to the upper planetary system and who goes to the lower planetary system, or lower grades of life? That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Purdanga chanti sattasva, sattasva, those who are situated in the modes of goodness, they are promoted to the higher planetary system. Urdanga chanti sattasva, madhe tishanti rajata, those who are under the modes of passion, they remain here. And those who are under the modes of ignorance, they go to the lower planetary system or to the animal system. So we understand from Vedic literature, these things are there. In another place, it is said, Janti deva vrata devan, pitri janti pitri vrataha, bhutevya janti bhutani, madhyajinopi janti maam. Now, if you want to go to the planetary system where Krishna, Narayana are residing, Vaikuntha planet, then you have to prepare like that. You have to become a devotee. Without devotion, you cannot understand where the Vaikuntha planetary systems are. That is also described in the Bhagavad Gita. Vakyanam avijanati. Krishna says, only by devotional service one can understand me. Krishna says. Sikarnis, Jnanis, Yogis, they can be elevated to the higher planetary system. Karmis can go up to the Sabdaloka. The Jnanis can go to the Janaloka, Mahaloka. And the Bhaktas, they can go to the Vaikuntha planet, Krishna Loka. These are the descriptions. Yanti Deva Bhata Deva Sutri Yanti Sutri Bhata Bhutejya Yanti Bhutani Madhyadinopi Yanti Ma. So, there are many so-called Shami, they say that whichever form of God you worship, you are elevated to the same place. The demigods, the forms of the demigods, generally they worship just like Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, Goddess Durga, Kali, Ganesh. They have also got their different planetary system. But Bhagavad Gita says, Janti Deva Vrata Deva. Deva Vrata, those who are worshipping demigods, they will be promoted to the respective planetary system. Madhyadinopi Ma. It is not that if you worship Goddess Kali or Durga, you go to Vaikuntha. That is not possible. We don't find these things in the Vedic literature. It is very practical to understand. If you purchase a ticket for going to Delhi, how you can go to Calcutta? Similarly, if you are preparing yourself for going to the moon planet, how you can go to the sun planet? Or if you are preparing to go to the sun planet, how you can go to the Satyaloka, Brahmaloka, like that. The highest. So, Krishna says, Jivanam sarvabhuteshu tapasthasmi tapasthis. So all these planetary systems are attainable by tapasya. Not very easy. Tapasya, you have to prepare yourself. Without being prepared, it will not be allowed. The same example. If you want to go to some nice country, even within this planet, you have to prepare yourself for passport, visa, and other bank balance, T4, so many. So, the tapasya is performed for being promoted to the higher planetary system. But the best tapasya is to be promoted to the Vaikuntha Loka. Tapo Dibbam. Vishabdev says that if you are undergoing tapasya, then you perform it for going back to home, back to God. Tapasya means, tapa means voluntarily accepting some uncomfortable position. There are descriptions, you know, that sometimes tapasya is performed in summer season, in the midst of fire, In the summer season, already the temperature is very great. And still, some tapasvi, sit down within the blazing fire, on all round fire. And similarly, in winter season, they dip up to the neck in the water and chant Gayatri Mantra and other mantras. So there are different processes of tapasya, which is called Kriksha Sadhana. Very difficult execution of spiritual life. But in this age, these things are like story. It is not possible. Sometimes they say, we shall go to Himalaya and execute tapasya there. But it is very, very difficult. It is not possible. And Krishna knows that in this age, when people are of very short duration of life, prayana alpaya aisha, at the present moment, our duration of life is not very long. Nobody lives 100 years. Formerly, people, I have seen my grandmother died at the age of 96. So, my father died at the age of 84. But gradually, it is reduced. Perhaps we may not go so far. Maybe it is all depends on Krishna's will. But generally, the duration of life is reducing. Memory is reducing. Strength is reducing. Compassion, kindness, reducing. At the present moment, if on the high road we see somebody is being killed, nobody takes impact. What is the use of taking bullets? At least, this is going on in Western countries. They don't care. So, sympathy, compassion, mercifulness, duration of life, strength of the body, memory, all these things are now reduced. Gradually they are reduced. This is the age of Kali. Besides that, we are very slow. Human life is meant for God realization. But we are not very serious about Mandya. Mandya means very slow. And Sumandamata. And even one is not slow, he'll accept something bogus. If somebody says bogus thing, that is very easily accepted. And if sometimes something is said authorized from Vedic literature, people are not very much interested. If somebody says that I give you a special mantra, within 6 months you will become God, that is very welcome. And as soon as one is directed to undergo tapasya, here it is said, tapasya asmi tapasvi. If one is advised to become a tapasvi, that is not possible at the same time. Nobody can become tapasvi in this age due to so many disadvantages. Therefore, in this Kali Yuga, Shastra has given us concession that in this age, simply if you chant Hare Krishna mantra without any offense, or with offense, never mind, you'll gradually become offenseless by chanting and chant. Then gradually you develop all your spiritual consciousness without any difficulty. This is the only recommendation for the people in this age. There is no difficulty. There is no cost. And if there is any gain, why don't you try for it? By chanting this mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Yuva Kivalam. Kalo, Nastiva, 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 Gati, Natha. Three times, it is in the Bihat Naradiya Pura. Three times it has been stressed. There is no other alternative, no other alternative, no other alternative. No other alternative means karma, jnana, yoga. You cannot achieve success by the path of karma kandiya visa. In the Vedas, there are three kinds of processes: karmakanda, jnanakanda, upasana. Therefore, Vedas are sometimes known as trayi, three different. So here it is said, nastiva, 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 gati ranna. If you think by karmakanda process will make your life successful, it is said, no, nastiva. If you think by jnanakanda process will make your life successful, then again, nastiva. If you think by upasana kanda, he shall make your life successful. That is also nastiva. That is not possible. Karma kanda means sacrificing big wish, performing big wish sacrifice. Yagya. Yagya dhyana tapas. Either by performing big sacrifices, or by giving in charity, yagya dhyana tapasya, or by undergoing serious austerities. Those who have got money, they can give in charity to the proper person, not charity for the sake of name or without any knowledge. There are three kinds of charity laws. If you give in charity to the proper place, dātabham, then you are spiritually elevated. If you give charity to the motive that I shall get good rent or I shall get some benefit, that is in the modes of passion. And charity given without any consideration. Suppose you give charity to a rascal thief, that means you encourage him to commit sinful activities by stealing. So he shall be responsible. But if you giving charity to a nice Brahmin or Vaishnava because actual qualified Brahmin or Vaishnava, they are engaged in Krishna's service. They have no other occupation. Therefore, whatever charity you give, your money will be engaged in the service of Krishna. So you get the benefit. That is called dātabham. that here you should, you must. That is happy. So these are all described in the Bhagavad Gita. If we read carefully, we can understand all the processes of self-realization, and we may make our choice. But here Krishna says, tapaschasmi tapasvishu. Oh, that means that I am the ultimate goal. I am the ultimate goal for the tapasvi. If you are undergoing different types of austerities and penance, it is to be understood that you are searching after Krishna. And ultimately, by your successful execution of penances, you will meet Krishna. Therefore Krishna says, tapaschasmi tapasvishu. So tapasya, we should accept for searching out Krishna. Not tapasya for sense gratification. Just like a tapasvi is undergoing severe austerity, and similarly, an ordinary man is going to work in the factory from 6 to evening 6 or more than that. This is also a type of tapasya, because tapasya means voluntarily accepting some unfavorable condition, not very comfortable condition. That is called tapasya. So one has to work very hard in the factory day and night. That is also tapasya. That tapasya for sense gratification, that is not recommended. The recommendation is tapa dipyam, undergo penances and austerity for dipyam. Dipyam means for spiritual realization. Then, what will be the result? The result will be tapo dipyam jina suddheta satta. If you undergo severe austerity for self-realization or God-realization, then your existence will be willful. Jena suddheta satya. Existence. Now my existence, your existence, is depending on this birth. But this body is not pure. Therefore, we have to give up this body and we have to accept another. But if you purify your existence, the next birth you get such a body will never be annihilated. Jadgatyana nivattante tadhama paramam. See that these things are there. Therefore, tapodibbam, if we at all undergo severe austerity, not for manufacturing a little weapon, but for self-realization, and that will make my existence purified. And what is the result of being purified? Najasma Brahma Sokham Anantam. Brahma Sokham. We are all hankering after happiness, but any happiness within this material world, that is temporary. But if you attain Brahma Sokham. Brahma happiness. Then that is Anantam. It will never end. He will be Ramanti Yogina Ananti. That is Igana. But they shall happiness, blissful life. The human form of life is made for this realization. Manasam Arthadam. This Manasam, the human form of life, is made for giving you something substantial. Arthadam. Not Arthadam means to get some hundreds or millions of dollars. Arthadam means that you get eternal life, eternal blissful life. That is Arthadam. That can be achieved within the duration of this human form of life simply by executing the defined processes of devotional service. Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Smaranam Padasevanam, Archanam Bandhanam Dasyam, Shaksham Atmanivela. Simply by hearing, that's why we are discussing here, Srimad Bhagavatam Bhagavad Gita. If you kindly come here, and if you continue to hear, then all perfection will go. It don't require to be a Sanskrit scholar or very educated or scholar or rich. Nothing. Ahoituki apratihata. All these material conditions, neither they can help you nor they can stop you from your spiritual progress of life. It is so nice. Simply, and that is recommended by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that because in this age people are very much embarrassed, they cannot adopt any prescribed method of self-realization. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended that you remain in your position. It does not matter what you are. You may be a very great scholar, or you may be illiterate, you may be a medical man, or engineer, or ordinary man. It doesn't matter. Hane sita sutigatan tanumang manovi. You remain in your position. There is no need of change. Sarmakharitana bhavadiya vātāṁ. We have to simply hear from the right source the message of Krishna. That will be sufficient simply by hearing. Parikshit Maharaj, as I told you, Parikshit Maharaj, for 7 days, he simply heard from Sukadeva Goswami. He did not execute any other form of devotional service. He simply gave oral instruction to the words received from Sukadeva Goswami. That is called Sarvana. And similarly, Sukadeva Goswami, he simply chanted Srimad Bhagavatam. He got a nice audience. Nice student like Parikshit Maharaj, and he went on speaking or chanting Srimad Bhagavatam. So, both of them, the hearer and the chanter, got perfection. So, Parikshit Maharaj got perfection simply by hearing, and Sukadeva Goswami got perfection simply by chanting. The Sabanam Kirtana, Vishnu, about Lord Vishnu or Krishna. And then Smaranam Maranankullar Maharaj, his father tortured him like anything. And he was simply remembering Narayana. All like, let my father torture me. So he simply remembered. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam. Padasevanam, goddess of Fortune Lakshmi, she attained perfection simply by massaging the lotus feet of Vishnu. We have seen the picture. She is engaged in giving service to the lotus feet of Vishnu. This is called Padasevanam. Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam. Archanam, Prithu Maharaj, that's like this is called Archan, Deity Worship. So if you engage yourself in Deity Worship, you get perfection. And if you engage in Deity Worship, in hearing, in chanting, in remembering, what to speak of, then you are sure. Either of them or all of them, all facilities are there. Arjuna, Sakyam, Arjuna made friendship with Krishna and he got the highest perfection. Krishna satisfied. Bhaktu, Priyosi. His friendship sometimes between friends. There are some loose words, so sometimes fight, sometimes insulting. That is not insult, that is love. So Arjuna had all these affairs with Krishna. Krishna, Arjuna wanted to marry Krishna's sister. Arjuna could understand, Krishna could understand that my friend is attached with my sister. But his elder brother, Balaram, was not angry. So Krishna arranged, advised Arjuna to kidnap his sister. Just see how much Krishna is affectionate to his devotee. In any way, he tried to worship Krishna in either of these nine ways. You get Krishna within your hand. Vedesu dullabha adullabha atma bhakto. You cannot understand Krishna by studying Vedas. It is very difficult. Of course, the aim of Vedas is to know Krishna. But simply by studying Vedas, you cannot understand Krishna. Vedesu dullabha adullabha atma bhakto. But if you become a devotee of Krishna, he is just like within your hand. That's the gopi. They had no education. They are not nice society girls of city and town. A village girl. And born up third grade family. But they are so great devotees that Krishna was within their classes. This is the process of devotional service. If we actually get the opportunity to become a devotee, then God realization is not very difficult. Bhaktyamamabhijanati javanjatyam tattam. Simply by devotion and service you can understand God as He is without any bogus sambhav. You'll understand. Krishna says, Bhaktyamamabhijanati. He doesn't say that by jnana, by yoga, by karma, one can understand. He is specifically mentioned this very word, bhaktya. Bhaktya mamabhijanati javanajasyami tatha. And not to understand Krishna very big. Tattata, in truth. Tatoman tattato gatya vishate tadanantaram. And when one understands Krishna in truth, he is allowed to enter in his kingdom. Thank you. Hare Krishna.